Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New details now on that developing story we've been following for you. Six people killed, including three kids, when a helicopter went down on the Hudson River just moments ago. We heard from the New York Police Commissioner, Jessica Tisch.
A Bell 206 helicopter flying for the tour company New York Helicopters took off from the downtown Manhattan heliport at 2:59 p.m. The aircraft flew south before turning to fly north along the Manhattan shoreline up the Hudson River. At 3:08 p.m., the helicopter reached the George Washington Bridge and then turned again to fly south along the New Jersey shoreline. Shortly thereafter, the aircraft lost control and hit the water just a few feet off the coast of Pier A Park in Hoboken. The cause of the crash is currently under investigation.
And those victims were visiting from Spain.
Also developing, a couple of American Airlines flights bumped wings at Reagan National in D.C.
Two American Eagle planes were both on the taxiway at Reagan National Airport when they came into contact. No one was hurt, but each plane lost a winglet. That's a feature at the end of the wing designed to improve aerodynamics. One of the planes was carrying several members of Congress who've posted about their experiences on social media. There was no effect on operations at Reagan National, and both of the planes have been taken out of service for inspection. American says passengers were put on other planes to continue their trips. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, also, the budget debate has been underway today at the state capitol, where Texas House members are working to divvy up over $336 billion.
It's Senate Bill 1, and it was described by the lieutenant governor as a conservative budget. State Rep. Dr. Greg Bonin sponsored it.
This budget has over $51 billion for property tax relief, primarily through property tax rate compression of maintenance and operations.
This will lead to a battle with the Senate, which favors raising the homestead exemption instead. There's also an increase of $16 billion in education funding, $1 billion for vouchers, and money for the people of Uvalde to memorialize those lost at Robb Elementary. State Rep. Armando Wally.
We were able to secure that $10 million so we can develop a park to honor the families and the little ones and the teachers that died on that day.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 5:06. Now, the population, as you well know, it's booming around here. There's a new idea to keep everyone moving.
The Regional Transportation Council says our population could grow from 8 million now to 12 million in 2050. Michael Morris says instead of Dallas Area Rapid Transit, Trinity Metro, and the Denton County Transportation Authority all working alone, a regional project could have improved boundaries and service.
A new vision, yet to be determined, because it'll take 2 years to put it together and report it back to the next legislature 2 years from now.
Dallas City Councilman Adam Basildua says other cities are watching a bill in Austin that would move some of DART's sales tax revenue to general transportation.
They see if this is happening here, they're next. And they know this could destroy regional transportation across the entire state of Texas.
The group voted to keep working on a plan over the next 2 years to improve boundaries and service. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
a bill attempting to close a loophole that allowed for State Fair of Texas to prohibit guns during the fair is going through the Texas legislature.
The bill authored by Senator Bob Hall of Rockwall was met with some opposition during a committee hearing on state affairs. Sarah West spoke for Moms Demand Action.
It strips event organizers of the flexibility they need to make site-specific safety decisions and potentially opens the door to liability exposure or high insurance premiums.
The bill would prohibit contractors from restricting firearms on government-owned land. The State Fair of Texas leases the property from the City of Dallas. They implemented the new policy after a shooting during the fair in 2023. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So was there any doubt from anyone that Luka was going to do what Luka did last night? 45 points.
Said half a hundred. He almost got there.
It was close. He had 31 at halftime.
So we have that prize picks thing that I used to do, and I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a bet. The over-under for the game was 30.5 points. I went ahead and took the over. I had it already by the halftime.
You had it by halftime. Exactly right. Luka with 45 for the game. His return to Dallas victorious for his new team, the Lakers, as they went at 112-97. Mavericks actually had the lead in this game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, made a little bit game of it.
And they let it get away from them at the end. But Luka was the story. I did that video tribute at the beginning, left him literally in tears. And the chance, numerous chance, of fire Nico throughout the night. He started out the game. I know for a fact, before the game started, I saw him sitting in his courtside seat. Now, you're saying he retreated to one of the tunnels.
Yeah, he went into the tunnels. Yeah, and that's where he stayed for most of the game. They didn't show him on the big Jumbotron.
Oh, can you imagine?
Or else that would have been, I guarantee they told him, the cameraman, whatever you do, do not do that.
Right.
And I didn't see Patrick Dumont. Did you see him at all?
Did not see him there. Russell Scott, our Russell Scott, was
in the building.
In the building. Did you see either one of them? Did you see Nico? Did you see Russell Scott?
Well, we're going to get the mic in just a second, but there you are.
There I am. No, I didn't see the Dumont. I didn't see Patrick Dumont. I didn't see Nico sitting in his seat. I saw him standing in the tunnel.
In the tunnel. That's exactly where I saw him, yeah. And they kept showing him on ESPN.
Oh, they did.
They get a real tight shot of his face, but he was back there, and he was not smiling at all.
What was that like at the beginning, Russell?
I'll tell you what, I didn't think I would be very emotional. My wife cried. The two people sitting next to me cried.
Yeah.
Luka was crying. It was kind of emotional when you saw the pictures. What struck me on the video was how young he looked when he first got here. You forget that he was a teenager.
Yeah,
that's right. 19.
When he started with the Mavericks.
You said Austin said earlier, and I agreed. I want to see what your take on this is, that it is becoming more obvious, I think, that Luka did not want to leave.
No. Well, he had just either closed or was about to close on a $15 million home.
Yeah.
So that kind of lets you know he was invested in the community and wanted to be here.
And when you're crying like that at age 26, you can tell. He even said, I didn't know if I could play that game. I mean, that just shows you he didn't want to go anywhere. Dallas was his home.
You know what? I'm getting pissed off all over again.
That's right. I was wondering about, I saw people, and we'll hear them from in a second, but they all thought that video, while you had to do something, it made it worse. It made you hate the Mavs even more for doing it.
And I heard that from some people inside, but I also kind of agree with you that you had to do something to honor him because you've let this thing go on so long. You could have gotten out in front of this, in my opinion, and I'm not a PR expert, but you could have gotten in front of this thing a long time ago had you come out and talked about it and let people grieve.
So to speak, yeah, sports grieve, yeah. And but the point is, they've been defiant. You've had Patrick Dumont come on and say, "Well, we had to improve the team."
Exactly.
He was terrible.
He's the one. It's like, that guy.
Nico has said nothing. He's been radio silent, which has been absolutely terrible.
Patrick Dumont, Alfred E. Newman.
And yeah, he was nowhere to be seen.
So I know, Russell, I know you talked with some fans. We heard from them earlier in the show. But Austin, you did. You talked to some as well.
Yeah, you said it right there, Russell, that people were shedding those sports tears. That's exactly what these guys were.
We didn't know how we were going to feel. It was a little cathartic to kind of see him, but it was super emotional, especially when he got emotional.
Did you feel like crying as a fan?
I did cry. My husband thought I was insane, but I think a lot of people around us cried because we love him.
I almost shed a tear myself. I'm not going to lie. I don't mean to sound weak or nothing like that, but when you put all your emotions into a team and a player that's been with you 7 years, it's just reality,
Emotionally for me, it's very tough. I'm like him. I can't. It's hard for me to see him in purple and gold.
Oh boy, it was too. This guy, you talk to this guy. He brought his family. He is originally from Croatia.
Yeah,
which is right next door to Slovenia, which is where Luka's from.
Actually, I won't do it next year. I'm first time season ticket holder. First time because Luka, I have two boys. My oldest son is named Luka.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, they're about to come out. So
now you're not going to do that.
You know, I'm also about loyalty.
Yeah.
You know, Cuban was honored who took care of his players. You know, I remember he bought the team. Now, you know, you don't have the feel, you know. With Nico, Nike guy, I don't see the loyalty.
I heard those so much all night.
I counted 17 seconds in when I heard the first Fire Nico chants.
And didn't you say you sat next to someone last night who has a son named Luka?
To a guy that is a huge basketball fan, followed Michael back in the day, named his son Jordan.
Okay.
After Michael Jordan, his son just had a child.
Okay.
Last summer, named him Luka.
His grandson. Wow.
His grandson is named Luka, and he said,
And the Croatian guy, he mentioned something that you see a lot of Europeans. It's loyalty, and they just don't feel it, especially from this new ownership group.
Well, you know what else he mentioned was Mark Cuban.
I blame Mark Cuban for selling our team to people on the outside. Because they don't care about our team. They don't care about Dallas. They only care about our pocket.
Amen to that.
And that's it. Look, when Dumont come out and said, here's the thing that's crazy to me, and I see if you guys agree. Dumont is a very successful CEO. He's the head of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which is a multi-billion-dollar corporation. He is a numbers guy. You would think that he would look at just not forget the basketball side of it, the economic side of this, of trading Luka, would cost him hundreds of millions of dollars, which it's going to. And he just said, yeah, it sounds good to me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's do it. Let's pull the trigger.
That's the thing that's so hard to figure out. There's got to be more to this. And yet the more you look at it, by the way, there were a couple of guys outside across the street from American Airlines Center selling T-shirts. And it said something to the effect of Fire Luka, but it had really nice graphics on it. And they said they were doing a really
Fire
nice
Nico.
Business. Fire Nico.
Yeah. I was saying, wow, I didn't see them.
But they said they were making it.
Instead of Fire, did it have an F with three asterisks?
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that.
Something close.
And one more thing that I was going to say about this is that I really think that Mavs fans that I heard from just want the team to acknowledge their pain. Like, just say, we screwed up, we're sorry, we're going to try to do something better. They haven't done that. Again, they've remained defiant. And even
that wouldn't make it all better, but it would be a good first step.
Did you hear Jason Kidd when they talked about the worst trade? And he said, well, they're comparing us to the Babe Ruth trade. I think that's kind of cool. What the?
Cool?
You tone-deaf idiot. What are you doing?
Right there with you.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.